Chapter 6. Carrier Loudon, Orbital.
"Which of you men is Franco Boone?"
Chain asked. The six Chilliad gene whips, standing in conversation in one of the hangar deck's check stations, turned to look at him. Alarm flashed across their faces for a second as they realized that the question had come from one of the Lord Commander's companions. Chain had shuttled to the Loudon in full Lucifer black armor.
"I am," said Boone. "We will converse," said Chain. "Come here."
"Begging your pardon, sir," said Boone, "but I'm a little occupied. We're marshalling the second wave for drop. Come back in a couple of hours."
Boone turned back to his fellow gene whips, and they continued to compare and check their data slates.
"I believe," said Chain, "that you understood my instruction to be optional, Franco Boone." "It was not. We will converse. Come here."
Boone tensed. His men looked on in concern as Boone turned and walked across to the Lucifer Black.
"What?" Boone asked.
He was a big man, but he had to look up into Chain's visored face.
"We will converse, Franco Boone."
"So you keep saying. What about some courtesy, sir? Remove your helmet so that I can see your face."
"Why?" asked Chain.
"Because that's what men do when they converse."
Chain didn't move for a moment. Then he raised his hands, unlocked his helm seals, and took the helmet off. He tucked it under his arm. His face was drawn and hard, and his eyes chilled Franco Boone's soul.
"Thank you," said Boone. "Your name? You seem to know mine."
"Chain, Badgerlure, Companion Guard."
"Well, Chain, Badgerlure, Companion Guard, how can I help you this day?"
"You can walk with me for a moment. You can answer my questions, and you can dispense with the verbal sport."
Boone shrugged. They began to walk along the edge of the vast deck, past shouting flight crew and rattling tools. An autoloader cart zipped past them.
"This is a busy day for us, Badgerlure," said Boone. "Get on with it."
"What can you tell me about Petosonica and Hurtado Bronzy?"
"Why?"
"I simply require you to answer the question, Gene Whip," replied Chain.
Boone frowned.
"They're two of the Chilliad's most respected hetmen. One's downstairs on 42 Hydra Tertius. The other was lost on Nerth."
"During the last week of operations on Nerth," said Chain, "both came under suspicion of treasonous behaviour."
"They did," Boone replied. "I was gunning for the pair at one point, and I believe you arrested and questioned both of them. They were clean. We both found that."
"I am reviewing the case material," said Chain.
"Why?" asked Boone. "One of them's 5 months dead, for fuck's sake."
"New data has been gathered," Chain told him. "It casts doubt on the stories they told us."
"Look, Chain," Boone began.
He paused.
"One moment, Badgerlure."
Boone took a step aside.
You men there," he yelled out across the deck. "Pick up your kit, you idiots. It's blocking the service strip. Come on, you G-tards. You know the drill. Stay behind the queue line."
The men from Mannequin Company hurried to oblige. Boone turned back to the Lucifer.
"You were saying, new data?"
"New data," Chain replied.
"What sort of new data?" asked Boone.
"That's classified. It's beginning to appear that Het Sonica and Het Bronzy were not so innocent after all."
"Listen to me," Boone growled, looking the companion in the eye. "You'd better have some fucking watertight facts before you come down here, dragging the reputations of two of my hetmen through the gutters."
"Ah, the famous Chilliad loyalty," said Chain. How does it go? Company first, Imperium second, Gino before Jean? I was told to expect that you'd close ranks.
We look after our own, companion, and I'm not sure I like what you're implying, Boone answered.
Chain nodded. He knew when to be forthcoming with a morsel of information.
There were spies at work on Nerth, Boone. We assumed they were Nerthine agents. It now appears that they were part of the Alpha Legion Astartes infiltration network.
Hurt and Petto? Never.
Why, never?
I'd have known. I knew them both, Boone exclaimed.
I have identified the spy at the heart of the business, said Chain. He was using the name Konig Henniker and operating under the guise of an Imperial agent. Axor Ruxana Said was running him during the Nerthine operation. Bronzy and Sonica were arrested after an attempt to remove her from the palace. Was that the Chiliad covering itself, I wonder?
Boone felt his mouth drying up. He breathed deeply and steered the Lucifer Black out of the path of a trundling servitor truck laden with ground attack missiles. He led Chain into a nearby repair shop where crews were working on service parts.
Get out, he told the men.
They withdrew, puzzled. Alone, Boone turned to Chain.
Of course the Chiliad covers itself. We see a weak link, we clean house. Said was in bed, literally, I believe, with the spy. Sonica and Bronzy were simply covering our asses. I sanctioned them. You can't blame the Chiliad for that. We cleared up our own dirty laundry.
I won't blame you, Boone, Chain replied. Tell me about Strabo.
Fucking Strabo? Boone asked, raising his eyebrows.
Why is he called that?
I don't know. It's a long-standing joke. Do you Lucifers make jokes, Chain?
Never, Chain replied.
Why am I not surprised? Boone replied. All right, what's Strabo got to do with anything?
Chain walked away towards the shop's workbench and inspected some of the tools idly.
He made a report after the extraction from Nerth.
I think he may have, Boone said.
Don't be coy, Franco Boone, Chain said. With the Lord Commander's personal authority, I have accessed the Chiliad's private record base.
That's illegal, Boone spat. You've no right.
Council of Terra Edict 1141236A. Powers of search and inquiry, as governed by the martial process,
Chain responded.
During war operation, the authority of any Lord Commander or Commander holding a position of equivalent authority over an expedition or similar task force or equivalent mandate may be allowed, under suspicion or general threat of insurgency, to seize, audit, copy, access, and otherwise examine any data files compiled and stored by any military section of a regiment under his purview. That's my right. Tell me about Strabo.
It was nothing, said Boone miserably. Strabo was head bashaw of the clowns. They'd lost their het. Sonica was sent in as proxy to see them through. As Strabo reported it, Sonica left the clowns on station under Bashaw command during the last few hours of the Nerth campaign.
Why? Asked Chain. Isn't that rather unusual?
Boone shrugged.
According to Strabo, Sonica just took off. Strabo and Bashaw Lon, who's a much more reliable source, said that Sonica had taken a spy into custody and was personally escorting him to us, Gene Whips. Then Nerth came down around our ears, and no one ever saw him again.
Thank you, said Chain.
That's it? Asked Boone.
One last request, said Chain. Supply me with the surface drop coordinates of Het Bronzy.
Why?
He is not working for us,
Jean-Whip, said Dinner's Chain, and he hasn't been for a long time.